We've got a lot to unpack today, focusing on recent updates from the region. Let's start with the reports about potential hostage releases. What's the latest?
Well, there are conflicting reports. We saw initial optimism with Wall Street Journal reporting Hamas's readiness to release hostages, but Israeli sources are skeptical. A security source clarified that there's no change in intelligence assessment.
So, cautious optimism, it sounds like. What about Trump's visit?
It's a quick one. The president and prime minister will meet him at Ben-Gurion Airport for a brief period before he departs. Interestingly, the Knesset will approve his address in English today.
Interesting. Moving on, there's a concerning report about the situation on the ground in Gaza.
Yes, it's quite worrying. Soldiers in Gaza are reporting that the enemy is getting very close to our positions. They say the current rules of engagement prioritize avoiding casualties until the hostages return, which is impacting their ability to enforce control.
That sounds like a difficult situation for the soldiers. What about the intelligence documents that were released?
Those are significant. The IDF published handwritten notes from Yahya Sinwar detailing the planning for the October 7th raid. He emphasized the need for intense movements weeks before any action to create a false sense of routine and the importance of documenting and disseminating images of violence to incite both fear and uprising.
Disturbing stuff. It sounds like a detailed plan for terror. There's also news about prisoner releases, right?
Yes, this is complex. Initially, there was a report about the release of Mahmoud Kawazmeh, a senior Hamas military figure involved in the kidnapping and murder of the three teenagers back in 2014. However, the government is now claiming it's not the same individual. So some confusion there. And finally, it seems like Trump is optimistic about diplomatic progress.
Absolutely. He told Knesset Speaker Ohana that they are, quote, on the verge of one of the greatest diplomatic achievements in history, hinting at a potential breakthrough.
Well, that's certainly something to watch. Thanks for the insights.